Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Got me.
So the audience is actually hearing the mic check for the first time, because we usually do this, but we're live. We're live.
I can hear you. We're good.
We're good. Yep, you guys just saw first. That's usually our pregame routine. But yeah. Sheesh, huh? Just when you think things are going well.
Yeah.
We're here. We're live, I think. Live.
Yep.
Holy smokes. You think those shirts will ever change? Probably not, huh?
No.
You know, we did the red one early. I don't know if you remember. There was a red version. And Julie's like, why are you not doing blue? Like,
oh, I think that was before we started, right?
CSN. Yeah,
trying the logos out and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we nailed it. My guys on Fiverr did that for me. Anyway, I guess welcome. Here we are. It is... September 13th. We're on a Friday this week, and we'll get into why that is a little bit later. But anyway, welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show, and I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Crystalfully Foo.
Foo and Doodoo. I'm stuffed. Now listen, the bar is high from last week. For those of you who watch the show, you all do, right? You all watch every second of every show. For those of you who watched the show last week, we put it in the number one spot, barbecue, some ribs, and then a barbecue burrito with all kinds of yumminess.
Hush puppies.
Yeah. Delicious dinner last week. As a matter of fact, I kept the leftovers here in the fridge and had them the next day.
Nice.
And Coach Mike comes up the next day. He's like, you're still eating? He when he left, we were eating. And when he came back the next day, I'm eating it for lunch.
Yeah.
And had the whole gym smelling like $1 million. So high bar to set with food. And I went with Old Faithful to me. When you talk about sub sandwiches, especially in chains, I don't know. Sometimes you get good ones. Sometimes you don't. There's some consistencies. This particular place that we had today is always just good. It's just good.
Yeah.
It's not going to I don't know. It's not going to knock barbecue off the top spot, but it's just a good sandwich. So we had some Capriotis.
And the Bobby.
The Bobby, which if you don't know about the Bobby, and you know how people do advertising, it's supposedly America's favorite sub, which is weird to me because Capriati's is not all over the world or all over the country, but the Bobby is basically Thanksgiving in a sub, right? You got your cranberry sauce, stuffing, turkey, It's like eating a Thanksgiving dinner, and they warmed it up, which I've never had it warm. I've always had it cold.
It was good.
And then we had a grilled Italian with a little bit of spice on it. Is that who? Is that Coach Lee?
Who goes there?
I think that's Coach Lee. I can tell by the creepy stare.
Who goes there?
Through the crack of the door. He must have heard us talking about him.
Come on in.
Because we were just talking about Coach Mike Lee. Yeah, he's a little nervous. He's a little shy today. He's practicing his Michael Myers Halloween.
Next month.
Turn your head. You know?
Yeah, next month.
There he is. All right, so we just wasted about 60 seconds of the show. Just talking about Coach Lee, and there he goes. He pops up.
Yep.
No barbecue today, Coach. We had Capriati's. Oh, he's making an entrance. Slowly walking in.
Sounds good.
It was real good. The Bobby and a grilled Italian. Yeah. Excellent.
On point.
On point. Mm-hmm. Capriati's doesn't miss.
Yep.
Never does.
Expensive, though. Capriati's expensive.
Yeah.
It's like everything else has gone up.
Yeah.
No, I know, but subs, like you can still get a $6.99 Subway right now is doing footlongs for $7. I mean, they used to be $5, but now they're $7. Capriati's, by the time I got out of there with chips, no drinks, it was almost $40.
Yeah, it's crazy. For a sandwich.
For two sandwiches.
Two sandwiches,
Sandwiches. I did get two bags of chips, but...
Yeah.
But...
It was good.
It's tasty. It's tasty.
Yeah, it was good.
Gentlemen, have a good day. Enjoy yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Coach Lee.
Coach Lee.
Give it up for Coach Lee.
Coach Lee in the house.
There he goes. Yep. Yeah, so, yeah, Capriati's is one of those, I think we talked about subs before, and there's all kinds. We had, what do we have, John Smith's?
John Smith's subs.
John Smith's sub was good, nice, clean sub.
Yeah.
Capriati's is expensive, but it is
it's thick.
Kind of meaty, kind of a beefy sub.
Thick, yeah.
So, yeah, I am currently full. Last week, I was in a coma. This week, ooh. I'm full.
Oh, that hit the spot.
No doubt. That was a good one. And then, running around, busy time of year. Yeah. We were talking about it off the air. Is basketball's cranking back up for us here at CSN. We've been doing, we do what's called PEX classes. I think I kind of touched on it last week where it's an opportunity for them to come in 4 days a week, do some strength and conditioning stuff, do some basketball skills. Not quite like official practice starts in October. And then we're going 6 days a week, which is... Right around the corner. I was just telling the girls yesterday, we got eight classes until we go more full time. It's just like that.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been running around. I have been in the acting assistant athletic director position here for a couple months, and it was just, it's not quite official, but the job was offered to me. I did sign it. There's still a few little hoops to jump through.
Okay.
Not jumping the gun at all, but... excited for this new position to be able to, you know, put my anchor down here at CSN and enjoy my time.
Yeah, so congratulations on that for sure. You deserve it. You earned it. Yeah.
Appreciate it. They had a search committee, but I guess it was some kind of committee, and I had to do interviews and all that stuff. And, I was thankful that, Yvonne Wade put my name in, the committee did, but, so I'm busy. Now I'm doing, you know, tomorrow. I told you tomorrow I got a soccer match out here. Two of them, Yavapai's coming up, men's and women's soccer. So the whole setup of the field out here. We had a volleyball match. I want to say we had a volleyball match on Wednesday night, and it was 9/11.
Yeah,
and we did a community tribute to all first responders, police, fire, paramedics, even the security and school police here. It was a real nice event in the student union. All the athletic teams came out, or most of them. Our whole basketball team, the girls, we finished up our weights and went right there.
All
right. It was nice to, you know, keep 9/11 alive. It's so weird that all these kids, all these athletes weren't even born.
I know, right?
They weren't even born, man.
I know. Think about that.
And here we are, up all the old heads. You know, everybody's talking, and some are up on the mic and some aren't, but we're all talking about where we were when 9/11 happened, and these kids are like, they weren't even born.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah.
You know, they know 9/11 because I think the United States does a, in general, I think our culture does a good job keeping that alive. But, you know, as years go on, it will eventually fade a little bit. It's just what happens in life.
Yeah. It's a big part of our American history. No
huge
doubt
part.
About it.
And, yeah.
The younger generation knows about it, of course.
But we lived it.
But we lived it.
And I'm not saying there, but I'm saying where you were. And
yeah, you remember. Oh, yeah. I remember exactly where you were. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So they transitioned that into a pep rally into our first home volleyball match. And we played Arizona Western, who's extremely tough. And this gym was packed.
Good.
It was packed. Not if there was 10 or 12 empty seats, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, that's good. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
Didn't pull out the win, but the girls played tough. Second set was nice and close. I think it was 18-20. Getting it, you know, it goes to 25 with volleyball. But now instead of just being there and being a fan, I'm the setup guy. You know,
yeah.
I'm in charge. One of my job duties is in charge of game operations. So, I get to set them up, break them down, get to meet all the players and all the sports, and work with coaches. It's an exciting thing for me. You know, being a former recreation director back east and the director of recreation at the New York and all these places, it's kind of, this is a little bit of the payoff because it's sports.
Yeah.
Like New York was great, but I was running a pool and a health club and a spa.
Right, right,
not really,
yeah,
not sports.
Yeah, right.
Back east as the recreation director was sports, but not really. It was like my Sunday men's hoops league was amazing, but we do open gym volleyball and we'd do like trunk or treat Halloween stuff. And so this is kind of a cool payoff. And, you know, October 1st, I think it becomes super official. But, you know,
good.
Even as of right now, I guess I'm the acting or interim, you know, in that position. So very excited. And,
good.
Away we go. A couple more years here at CSN at the minimum.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you get to watch the NFL game last night?
I did not.
But you saw what happened with Tua?
I did. I saw the hit, yes.
So you saw the highlights. You know about some of this, you know, PTSD and the concussions for the NFL and how some of these guys later in life. What's your take on it? He's a $124 million contract.
I know. He's obviously had multiple concussions.
They're saying four. Two to three that were, I can't remember if it was two or three, that were actual, like, documented, and one or two that were kind of like, you know, he got dinged up.
I mean, he's missed a lot of time because of these concussions. Excuse me. How much time he misses now, we don't know. Probably at least this upcoming week.
Yeah.
I mean, or their next game, right?
You have to, don't you?
I don't know, Dan. It's just the violence of that sport.
Is it the style of play, too, clearly? I mean, he's leading with his head there.
It is, too. Well, not all these quarterbacks, they run. All they do is run.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not – a lot of them run nowadays, you know. And that's part of his game. He's part of this running quarterback generation. Should he have slid? Yeah, probably. They teach you to slide, right?
Right.
You know?
Slide before you get hit.
Slide before you get hit.
And some of these guys, just that competitive juice, man, it does.
You know, trying to get the first down, trying to get as many yards as you can, and he got dinged. It'd be interesting to see what he does now. I think he had talked about not too long ago whether he was going to continue playing anyways.
Right.
You know,
and he came back. Was that him talking or everybody else, like us?
I thought that was him. I thought that was going through his mind at one time, but
yeah,
you know, and it's and how about the guy that hit him, Hamlin? I mean, what do you think he's thinking when he sees him down, right? As for what happened to him?
Yep. And you got to play the game.
You got to play the game.
Wasn't deemed a dirty hit.
No, and you can't play soft either. Otherwise, you're gonna get dinged. You know what I mean? And they play hard. You got to play hard playing football, obviously. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see what Tua does. Yeah. I mean, concussions can your head take? You know what I mean?
You know, we were talking about tight ends last night, and we were talking about Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah,
he was. I don't know if you saw him, but he was talking about it, and he's like, man, it's. Somebody in his life's got to step in, and it's such a tricky, tough thing. It's who you are. It's your identity. A lot of people don't understand that with sports is, you know, there's a lot of athletes in this world that I bet would trade an unknown future for a star-studded present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And, you know, is he an all-star? No. All pro, I guess. No, but could he be? Absolutely. I mean, who knows? Yeah, who knows? You know,
obviously family will talk to him and he'll probably weigh some things, but ultimately, obviously, the decision is going to be his whether. I mean, doctors can tell him not to go.
Yep.
He can, you know, unless he's not cleared to play. They just keep telling him, now you're not cleared to play this week. But at some point, he's going to be cleared to play from the concussion. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's
a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. He's young. What is he? What they say? He's only 26.
Yeah, 26.
What do you do? It's tough. You know, he got his second contract.
Like I said,
which is the big one,
and that's it, and that's guaranteed.
And that's the big one, but whew, I don't know. It's a bit scary.
Scary. Yeah, it's scary to watch. You know, the crazy thing is, I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I can't remember if it was on the computer or TV. And I saw it, and I didn't even pay it any mind. I know it was a hit, and I know it was a concussion.
Yeah.
I thought they were showing an old one. I didn't know it was a new one, so I was kind of like, talking about concussions. And then I saw it like a third or fourth time. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Something going on here. So it was a new one. I'm like, geez, it's scary how, you know, he fell back, and his hands curled up. It almost looked similar to the previous one. It's tricky, man. You know, it's... Those contact sports, boxing. Yeah. I saw Ken Norton Sr. At the MGM. We talked about, you know, some of the cool boxing I got to see when I first worked at the MGM when it first opened. And Ken Norton Jr. used to come into our comedy club all the time, and he didn't know up from down, man.
Yeah, you know, it's – and I got to meet Thomas Hearns once, and – you know, I was a lot younger, of course, and, you know, younger – when you're growing up and you're young, you get autographs, and that's why I met him, was getting his autograph and just trying to understand what he was saying at one time, you know. It's those sports like that. Now it's the sport where you slap somebody as hard as you can. Now you see this one.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's,
holy smoke!
I think
man.
Dana White's behind that.
Is he behind that one too? These guys just taking that blow to the face, to the head. It's crazy. That's what happens,
Well, I think that was, you know, that's how everybody kind of even felt when UFC 1, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, Hoist Gracie and some of the Tank Abbott and some of the original, the OG, it was like, wow.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They're really letting people just fight like that was a sport, you know, almost dialing it back to the days of the gladiators.
Yeah.
And now there's pillow fights and there's slap fights and there's all these things. But the crazy thing is I think a lot of people stop to watch just out of curiosity that's how things take off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Very crazy.
But it's, interesting first couple weeks of college football, pro football.
Yep.
I think we talked about the Jets and the 49ers a little bit. And it, I think that game kind of played out as we thought. You know, 49ers are tough. McCaffrey's down a week. He's not going to play this weekend.
Yeah, he didn't play the opening game either.
Yep. So it's, I don't know, injuries are tricky. And it's, you know, and it's funny because, not funny, but we were just, what were we talking about before we got on the air? We were talking about injuries as part of it. Or maybe we had just started the air. Maybe I took too many hits in the head.
No. Yeah, we were talking about injuries and in sports. And that happens in sports. And, you know, with the football, they don't, a lot of these guys don't play in the preseason. But I don't know if, you know, McCaffrey didn't play in the preseason, but yet he doesn't even start the season. Russell Wilson's played in the preseason. He doesn't start the season. So there's both ends of it there.
Yeah.
Last year, Aaron Rodgers plays, what, the last game in preseason against the Giants for a series or two.
Yeah.
Gets hurt on the fourth play. This year, he doesn't play.
Yep.
In the preseason, and he's good to go.
And
there's both ends of that,
you
too.
You don't know.
You don't know. I mean, you can get hurt at any time, obviously. Yeah.
And I can tell you as a coach that you almost got to plan to have a backup plan, because no matter if it's basketball or football, it's just baseball. You just talked about the closer for the Mets, right?
One of the relief guys for the Mets out for the year. He was one of the setup guys in the bullpen, having a good year. And
what was your take? You were like, oh, boy.
Well, that hurts the bullpen, but it's part of sports. But you know what? Team goes through it.
And it's so funny. You know, here at CSN, we have 14 players on the roster. One's pretty injured. We're not sure if she's going to be able to play this year, but so call it 13. And we only travel with 12. It's a hard number, 12. Mm. Six rooms, two beds a room, it's 12. We don't bring 13. We don't bring 14. Mm. Years ago, I used to bring 14, but we only bring 12. So as it stands right now, Mitch should be back healthy pretty soon, real soon, in a couple weeks. And then I have 13 available players and only 12 spots. And it's funny, the old me, the younger me in those situations would be panicked now. I'd be like, oh, who am I going to leave? I don't want to leave anybody.
No,
I don't want to leave anybody
not.
For two reasons. Number one, at this point in the season, and I expect it to continue, all my players are working hard.
Yeah.
So you want to reward them, because road trips are 50% of all the fun you're going to have.
That's fun, yeah.
Right? And number two is they're great kids. So they're working hard, and there's not a kid that I'm like, nah, she can stay behind. I don't, you know, nobody gives me that vibe like,
I'm
glad I can leave one person behind and not have to really explain myself. I don't have that. I don't have it. But the old me would sit here and worry about it. I don't want to say the new me, but the older, more experienced me, I'm not even worried about it. There's going to be so many injuries between now and then.
Which is,
and not in a bad way, and I'm knocking on wood, but I mean, even look back last year.
Uh-huh.
Braylon broke her finger.
Uh-huh.
She was out, what, 9 games? Adrian had a concussion.
Yeah.
How about this? Our first road trip of the year is to Salt Lake for a jamboree. We work so hard to get ready for that jamboree. We're going to go out and show the world.
Yeah.
Like, we feel like we're going to conquer, right?
Yeah.
The night before we're going to leave, Aaliyah Ibarra comes down with COVID.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So here we are fired up, and now our, you know, first or second leading scorer, her and Jordan, whatever, one of them's clearly one of our top two players, is out with COVID. And we didn't know the night before.
And
she was devastated.
Oh,
and it
was,
we had to get in the van, and she pulled up in her car with her mask on and waving and crying. And so you just, you know, you don't know. And it, like you said, we both said, it's part of the game. And other things happened too. You know, there was some eligibility stuff, not bad stuff, but some eligibility stuff with Jordan. She missed two.
I remember that.
She actually traveled to Yavapai.
I remember that.
And we were just waiting for transcripts to come in from a class she took, and they didn't come in time.
Didn't come in.
Couldn't play. So I have a player on my team who will rename nameless.
Yeah.
You might be able to guess. Super sweet kid. I mean, she's got to be one of the hardest workers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up to me this week, and she's like, Coach, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah. She's like, when do you decide who's traveling? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, just keep working hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there is a trip you can't make, it's okay. You know, whoever stays behind. Years past, I used to have a whole bunch of players, and, you know, they'd work out with Coach Tracy while we're on the road. I know it's not what you want to do, but it's okay. Don't sweat it, because things happen. And, of course, this year it was like boom, 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 boom. I had a girl just have to – she sat out for a week and a half because her knee
Yeah.
Something went wrong. Yeah. Had to wait to get an MRI. About to go get her MRI. She catches COVID.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, but that's one. Another one's got another foot injury. We still, it's just, it's here. It's nonstop. Part of it's because we're humans and we get sick.
Yeah,
part of it's because we're athletes and we get hurt. Yeah. And, you know, especially early in the season, we're not used to it. So when I look at Tua, totally different. You know, Adrian had a concussion last year and, you know, it was tough. It's really tough. And this is going to kind of circle back to part of the game. As you know, we lost to three teams last year.
Yep.
We lost to Utah State and Salt Lake. And the second time we beat Utah State and the second time we beat Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves one team we didn't beat.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is the first time we played them, we were all banged up. We lost by 12.
Yeah.
Adrian had a concussion. People were out. Sicknesses. Yeah. I think I only played seven that game.
Yeah.
And I like small rotations, but
seven
to beat CSI?
Yeah, right.
It's not going to happen.
No, right.
Then we go up there, same thing. Braylon's still not back. I have like two or three injuries that did they cost us the game? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? They beat us by, I don't know, same amount up there, maybe 11 close games.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're healthy and ready to go come playoffs.
I know.
And Mitch goes down with an eight-month injury. So,
yeah.
And we lose in overtime.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you know, led for a good part of the game.
Oh, yeah.
But we did what we had to. I'm not saying they didn't have injuries because I know actually know CSI went through a whole bunch of host of injuries. So as a coach, you can sit here and compare. Well, I didn't have this. They probably didn't either.
Yeah, like, right. Everybody's, right.
It's very rare in a high level sports to play at your full
full roster, full strength
often. So
yeah,
I don't know. Do you ever have any injuries like kept you out of your playing days, whether it was softball or basketball or any major?
I broke a bone, a navicular bone in my hand, right where their hand and wrist come together. I broke that. I was in a cast there. I've actually cracked my foot playing basketball, so I had to miss time in the softball season doing that. As a kid playing football growing up, I got dinged up a couple of times in the head. One time, just to even pick up basketball, I went down. We were playing, and the other guy on the other team was getting a little frustrated, and who they go after? Always the little guy they go after, right? Yeah, the guy came after me a little bit. I trying to steal the ball, but It was me, not the ball.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he got me, and I went down. First thing to hit was my head on the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, and I remember I was out for a couple minutes, and I remember seeing black, and I got up, and I got the concussion that way.
Yeah, and we didn't even know that word back then.
Didn't even know that. Well, I got home, and I'm watching TV, and it was like a squiggly line going through the middle of the TV.
No way, really?
And if I remember, I go, my, how's that TV? Is there a line going
No kidding.
And I was feeling a little woozy. Sure enough, we went down to the doctor and he said, yeah, I got a concussion.
Really?
But I got banged up playing a little bit. Basketball, football, softball, baseball, whatever.
Yeah.
Just horsing around.
Yep.
I riding bicycles. We used to jump ramps with the bicycles. Yeah. I remember the
BMX.
And the Swins and the Mongooses. And we tried seeing how far we can jump off the ramp.
Oh,
Sure enough, I tried to go farther than the first guy, and I pulled back too far. Bang on my tailbone, slide on my back.
Now, can you guess? You've seen where I grew up. Can you guess what we did? What version of that we did?
It had to be a lot of water going on there.
Same thing, but into the water.
Into the water,
right into the water.
Yeah.
And we had some huge ramps, and we'd come down, remember, but down that hill.
Yeah.
And there was a boat ramp. We'd come cooking around that corner and zoom.
Yeah.
Off the bike. We'd get jacked up. I had all kinds of injuries. Obviously, a ton of sprained ankles. A really bad torn ligament, which ended my college career, my left foot. That was a tough one. Broke my wrist in junior college.
Yep.
And then, of course, I had my big car accident, not sports related.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I mean, my head was exposed. My head was all the way back. And I was cooked. I was in, ICU for a while, and it was touch and go, and they lost my pulse, and I had to be defibrillated, all those things.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course I was all medicated up. I don't I don't know. Julie will tell you different, but I don't have any. I never really had any side effects from that massive head wound.
Okay.
And yeah. But like I said, Julie would say opposite sometimes. I just did it right here. We're talking about something. I'm like, was that now? Last week?
I think that's coming with age, buddy. I'm sorry to say.
Age. I think you're right. Yeah. But it's funny, you know. Well, we're our trainer here, Brett, who I'm still hoping he's as busy as it can get now, yeah. too. Like today would have been a great day to have him on, but he only had to come in for a couple hours in the morning and he got to go home because volleyball's on the road, no yeah. basketball. So good luck to Brett. But Brett's our trainer, and him and I were talking about, you know, when young athletes come in, especially first year players, but also some transfers, because some kids transfer to us here from places where they didn't go very hard.
Yeah.
They didn't go hard. They didn't run hard. They didn't do, you know, some of the stuff that we do in the weights and right. the, you know, plyos and bleachers. And we kind of get after it. Part of it's to build the body and the mind, but also to build that team chemistry. So we'll get kids that first week, of course, they're sore, but they think it's blown knees and hamstrings and you're sore.
Yeah,
you're sore.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard. You're using muscles you don't normally. You're in positions you're not normally yeah. in. You're lifting weights. Yeah. You don't normally lift.
It's a good sore.
You can see up on yeah. my, can you see that from here?
Yes.
Did you read that?
Yep.
What does it say?
Believe it or not, everybody is sore. Everybody is tired. Everybody has an excuse. Don't be everybody.
Yeah. So yeah. I put that up. And it wasn't to anybody specific. But I'm like, listen, everybody's sore.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a little bit of push through it and everybody's sore. Everybody's tired. You guys are back in school full time.
Yeah.
Some of you have jobs. You have you know, whether it's your family that you go home to or whatever, there's people in your life, there's all that. Everybody's tired.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody has an excuse for why things didn't happen or get done. Don't be everybody.
Right.
Just be you, be part of this team and say, hey, I'm going to make it a point to get better sleep tomorrow night because I didn't get great sleep tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it a point to hydrate and stretch because I feel a little sore and I don't want to feel that way. Yeah. And you can control it to an extent. If you do nothing and complain, it's gonna pile on.
Right.
So my up on the whiteboard up there says, "Don't be everybody.
Let's
be us." So
that's it.
And then there's little comments all around it. Sure. So pretty interesting, you know. And this is not really Coach's Corner. We'll get to that. We end up kind of separating that for those of you who haven't figured it out yet. Kind of separate it from the show, but I can tell you the one I'm doing today. I sent it to my team on an audio message late last night. I was sitting in the hot tub and I heard it, and it was a Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's just some of the stuff he comes up with is off the wall, and some of the stuff he comes up with is gold. And I'm not saying this is his quote, but he was talking about discipline is doing the things that you hate to do, but doing them like you love them.
Yeah. Okay.
And I heard that and I just blasted me right in the face. I'm like, I gotta tell the players this.
So
you know, there's drills we do that you're gonna hate, but go out there and freaking do them like you love them.
You gotta do them anyways.
Yeah. So don't drag butt through them. And so there's, you know, me with that. So we're gonna transition. Actually, I've been spending a lot of time the last couple years, Brooklyn makes fun of me, is I've been buying books, coaching books, motivational books. Some of it's mindset, has nothing to do with sports. A lot of it does have to do with sports. And Brooklyn laughs because she's like, "Dad, there's no way you read all these." And I'm like, "No, absolutely not. I try to read them." Julie's a reader. She really likes to read. I kind of get stuck usually halfway through. I've finished a couple, but I'll read 3 or 4 chapters, be like, "Man, I love this book." And then I'll start another one.
Yeah.
And so I gotta get some of my own discipline and start doing that. So I'm going to hold up a couple books that I have.
Yeah, of course.
I want to get your impression on a couple things.
Okay.
I want you to tell me your thoughts on the author and without knowing much about the book, what you think about the title. What does it mean?
Okay.
Let's play that little game. We're going to play a little game called Books from Doo-Doo to Foo. Here we go. We're going to go into the easy one here.
Not a big author guy, but let's see what we got here.
Who's that guy?
Yep, that's Coach Krzyzewski.
Coach Krzyzewski. What's the title?
Beyond Basketball.
Beyond.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Basketball, which is crazy. I used to own an LLC called Beyond Basketball. So, first of all, what's your take on young? Look at young Mike.
I know.
Look how young he looks, right?
It's great.
Let's see what year it is. Oh, look at. See, look. Here it is. That's proof. How far it was.
There's your bookmark.
I was up to courage. So, what's your take on Coach K, first of all?
You know, it's funny you say Beyond Basketball. We've talked about him a couple times, about him not just basketball related. Right, Beyond Basketball.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's the name 100%. Of that book. Name of that book, and that's obviously a great coach on the court, but off the court, I think you can learn a lot from him.
Yeah.
Value wise, and I'm sure that's what that book talks about.
Yeah.
I'd imagine, but
Coach K's keywords for success is the kind of the subtitle.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, he was a West Point grad.
Yeah.
Played under Bobby Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Discipline.
Discipline,
yeah. Yeah. One of the, obviously, a Hall of Famer.
I gotta
one of the
finish
best.
This.
Yeah.
I gotta finish this.
Like, and when you're done with that, I might want to read that when you're done with that. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. There's, I mean, geez, look at that. I mean, there's so many adversity, balance, belief, care, challenges, courage, empathy, enthusiasm. I'm skipping around. Integrity, motivation, next play. I need to read that one. Poise, pressure, pride, respect, standards, trust. Talent, will, work.
Yeah. Not all on the court.
I'm going to commit to finishing this. I just took the bookmark out, so I'm going to start over.
Yep.
I'm going to give you an update on it, and then, yeah, I'll share it with you. 171 pages.
Yeah.
That's one I've started. This is one I have not. Who you got?
It's Pete Carroll's Win Forever. Live, work, and play like a champion. Well, obviously, that's all about that's about on-field stuff right there. Pete Carroll, he's had success, obviously, college and in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, what they do, they win three in a row in college, or they tried to go for three, and they came up short.
I think two, yeah.
And two, and they came up short in that third one, right? Texas got him, I think, right? He won, what do you do, win one in the NFL, or he win two in the NFL?
Well, here's my, I love about Pete Carroll. Yeah. Is he's the one who put my guy Tom Brady in.
Oh, was he at New England at that time?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Bledsoe went down with the thumb injury.
They played Buffalo knocked Brady. You got to thank Buffalo for Tom Brady, right? He knocked Bledsoe out of the game.
Bledsoe
would play for later, but yeah, go ahead.
Everybody
yeah.
thought for sure he'd be the starter coming back, and Carroll stuck with
Tom Brady.
Imagine if he didn't. You know, imagine if you went back to...
Imagine Bledsoe never got hurt.
There we go. Talking about injuries again.
Today's the injury
show. Pretty cool one. Haven't read this one.
Yeah.
Live, work, and play like a champion. Win forever. Yeah. So I'm sure this is a little bit more... he's got a John Wooden quote here on the back and some good stuff. I do like Pete Carroll. I'm glad he decided to pass instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch at the.
Oh yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, Malcolm Butler got the thievery.
Of course you are.
So,
yeah.
Yep, that's another one. Pete Carroll. All right, ready for this one? let's see what you got. See what you got here.
Oh yeah, Pat Williams, the magic of teamwork.
So who's Pat Williams?
Yeah, he was the front office of the Magic.
Yeah, was he the president, GM? What was he?
Some GM, president. Yeah, I believe that. Hence the word magic in there, the magic of teamwork.
Yeah. He's got the colors in there and everything.
But yeah, I like the title of that, just teamwork. We've talked about that plenty of times on the show here about teamwork.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Teamwork, to me, sometimes is more important than the ability to play.
Oh, yeah. Play as a team. There's been so many teams that were didn't have the ability of other teams that won because of their teamwork. Yeah.
Look at this chapter principle one that called acquire top talent is number one, right? You got to acquire the talent.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's
talent,
talking about Penny Power, Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway. One of the first decisions he made.
Yeah.
Yeah, proven principles for building a winning team.
Yeah.
I've read about half of this one, and this one is it's sports. Examples, but it's definitely more of a can be used by everybody in all aspects of life, you know, management and things of that nature.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I probably should finish that one up. This one right here,
Urban Meyer above the line.
So, what's your take on Urban Meyer?
Obviously, he's had some good teams.
Had some scandals.
Yeah. He tried the NFL too, right? He tried the NFL. It's tough to go from college to the NFL. Yeah. But
he had some heart issues, I believe. He had some big health scares.
That job will do it to you. Good coach. Yeah. I mean, obviously you can't take away what he's done coaching-wise.
Yeah. So above the line is lessons in leadership and life from a championship season, obviously referring to the Ohio State.
Yeah.
So this book right here, I actually do a PowerPoint at the beginning of the season, and it's all revolves around this book.
Yeah.
And I give examples of standards, and there's a line. And the standards are you can be just above the line, a little bit above the line, or way above the line, or you can be below it. There's no levels of below it. If you're below the line, you're below the line.
Yeah.
You're not holding up your end of the bargain, no matter what it is. And I go through about 12 to 15 examples of above the line, below the line could be like sportsmanship. And, you know, and then I give examples of what just barely above the line and those three examples up and what the bad ones look like down.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool because I use real examples of players in my past coaching. I don't just make it up. And it's kind of like what he does in his book. So this book right here. They got me about halfway through. That's where my bookmark is. But I'll tell you, this book right here was one of my favorites, and I should reread that. And am I an Urban Meyer fan? I'm a fan of this book.
Okay.
I'm not really a big fan. It's kind of interesting to me, and I don't know all the details of his issues with rules and some of the allegations on him.
Right.
But it's pretty interesting that there's a lot of people out there say he doesn't coach above the line in a lot of different ways, but this book, the contents of this book is phenomenal.
Okay.
Highly, highly, highly suggest this to any coach out there, especially young coach.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, here's a classic.
Coach Wooden's Pyramid of Success. That's obviously, that's life. You're going to learn about life in that book.
Yeah.
For sure. That's one I would read for sure. Yeah, that's... Coach Wooden, he loved his kids so much at Eagle, the Pyramid of Success. Yeah,
success.
Yeah, he wanted so much for his kids off the court and in life.
Yeah,
you know, that's how he taught. You know, he wasn't all about basketball.
And this is one I haven't even cracked open yet, and it's a quick read, so I got to get through this one.
Yeah, he cared and loved his kids a lot. I mean, all those UCLA guys that played for him, especially Bill Walton. Right, Bill Walton.
Yep.
He loved John Wooden, obviously, but that'd be a good book to read, Dan. Yeah. I'm sure.
So this is my read next book.
Yeah,
these are two that I've read that I pretty much have the gist of. This one, this is the pile that I haven't read yet. So, yeah. Carol, I apologize, but I haven't read. Here's another one I haven't read yet. How about this guy?
Yeah, Joe Gibbs, Racing to Win: Establish Your Game Plan for Success. Yeah.
So
he became a NASCAR owner. Yeah.
NASCAR owner, but what was he before that?
He was the Redskins Super Bowl winning coach, head coach.
Who was his running back?
Yeah, John Riggins at one time,
and
right?
Who was the backup running back? Got Super Bowl team.
Oh shoot, that's a good question. I know John Riggins was one of them. I'm forgetting. You know who it is? Who am I forgetting?
I mean, he's a Bengal.
He's a Bengal.
Bonanza.
Oh, well, yeah, Gerald Riggs. Yeah, he had Gerald Riggs.
Gerald Riggs. Oh, did you say Gerald Riggs?
No. I said John Riggins, but he did. He had Gerald Riggs, who ended up with the Falcons. He drafted by the Falcons, I believe, right? Went to the Falcons.
But didn't he win with the Washington?
I don't know if he won with Washington, Dan. I'd have to look that up to be for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, Gerald Riggs, first graduating class of Bonanza, is the first pitcher up there on the on the Wall of Fame at Bonanza High School as a running back. He went there. What did he go? ASU? Did where he went? ASU.
Yeah.
But no, Joe Gibbs, you can learn a lot from him off the field too.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. Establish your game plan for success. It's.
Yeah.
I haven't touched this book yet. Haven't touched it.
I'm going to see if Gerald Riggs won with him. I'm not positive that Gerald Riggs won with him, but
say it was with the Redskins.
You can learn a lot off the that'll be a. I guarantee you that'll be a great book to read, Dan.
That's one I haven't read yet.
Yeah. What else we got?
You look that up. I'm going to pull up this next one. This is an easy one.
Yeah, Phil Jackson, 11 rings. Yeah. Well, that playing career too, right? Because he won with the Knicks in the late '60s. Oh, no, early 70s, right? He was a sixth man on the team for the Knicks. He won a championship.
Bulls. I don't see Knicks on here.
Yeah, he was a sixth man on
No. I know he was on there. I'm wondering if that's part of his 11. I think that's the soul of success. Now, I kind of played around with this one a little bit. Heavy on Jordan, heavy on... his free-spirited
upbringing. Oh, yeah.
He was a hillbilly. Or I don't want to say hillbilly. He was a tie-dyed, But he talks about I've played with this, but it gets a little too philosophical for me, just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's him, right? I mean, that's him.
That's his success.
Yeah.
But this is one, again, I haven't – I'm going to put that in the half. See, now I'm up to three halves, right? Two read most of.
Yeah.
Two I need to read. And I've read half of that one. But.
Yeah, Gerald Riggs, right? He was drafted by the Falcons, went to the Redskins, right? He won Super Bowl 26 after the Giants had won 25. You're right, with the Redskins.
With the Redskins. I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, yep, good call, yeah.
How about this one? Non-sports.
Ice to the Eskimos.
You know who that author is?
John Spoltra again, yeah. It was the...
No?
Wasn't that the who's the Krzyzewski author on that one, that book there?
Oh really? No, different person. Oh. Jamie Spatola.
Spatola, okay.
Really read that last name.
Spoelstra, is that
it's his dad.
That's his dad. And if there was a brother, Eric Spoelstra, the coach, that's his dad.
Yeah. And there's some so this has got nothing to do with sports at all. This is all about marketing. And obviously the title is Ice to Eskimos. Eskimos don't need ice. But if you're a great salesperson, you can sell an Eskimo ice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the whole premise of this book.
Wow.
Is this one and Marketing Outrageously are two of my favorite books. And it says the NBA, because he was a marketer for the New Jersey Nets when they were awful. I mean, when they had bad years. And it says the NBA's top marketer shares his battle-tested secrets to jumpstart your sales, excite your customers, and improve your bottom line. And they used crazy ideas to get people excited about the team. I've read this one.
That'll be an interesting read.
I'm not going to lie. I've probably read this one 10, 12, maybe even 15 times.
Yeah.
Whenever I was running my own businesses or doing anything entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
This one right here. Whoosh. All right, last one.
Yep. Toughness. Jay Billis.
Yeah.
Developing true strength on and off the court. Yeah, well, he's a lawyer, right? So. Yeah. Or he's got a law degree anyways, but I'll read on the bottom, forward by Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Yeah. Well, because he played at Duke for Krzyzewski, but I bet you that's an interesting read.
This one goes right to the top of the list with this one.
Okay, yeah, because...
I take so much from this book, and he's got a whole list of... I've read this one through and through, and I have worksheets I've created out of this, created from his list of toughness and what it means, and it's all basketball related. Yeah, so for me, as a basketball coach, and you can tell by the weatheredness of this book, this one's been read.
Yeah.
But there's different. No matter what you coach, even if it's people and not sports, you know, management. Any of these books are great. Pyramid Success, Krzyzewski Beyond Basketball, Ice to Eskimos. A lot of this stuff is great. But this book right here for coaches, basketball-specific coaches, just jump online and get it.
Okay.
Just get it, read it, read it again, read it again, read it again, read it again.
He's a very smart guy, Jay Billis. I'm sure that's a great read.
That's a phenomenal read. So that's my little list of books. There's about 40 more of them over there, but I just grabbed a bunch. I'm like, let's do something different.
No, that's good.
Fire down the list of books for the week.
Yeah, no, yeah. Phil Jackson did win 2 championships with the Knicks in the 70s.
Yeah, but I'll bet you that would be 13 rings because these are all just coaching.
And that's funny. That's on them. When you look them up, they have that picture right there.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a little bit of time here. We got about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to do a crazy blind rank.
Yeah.
And what I mean by crazy is it's 20. Usually it's only 5 or 10.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Yeah.
And this is going to be a fun one. This is going to be Big East basketball players.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. 20 of them. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to let you make some changes, too. I'm going to give you 5 opportunities to move somebody after you hear somebody else. All right.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. And we might only get halfway through this list today, now that I think of it. But all right, we're going to see what we can do because some of these names, man, I'm looking at them like, this is awesome. All right, we're going to start with, and these are, let's do it as college.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Player, no, what do you want to do? College players plus their MBA or just college? Some of these guys didn't do much.
We'll do college career then.
College career. So
we'll do
MBA,
college career.
MBA doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. We're going to start with, this is going to be tricky. Troy Murphy from Notre Dame.
And this is, we're doing top 20?
Yep.
Oh, man. There's so many, buddy. Let's,
And don't assume that somebody's going to come up. Who are you waiting for last time?
Jim Brown. I was waiting for Jim Brown to come up. Troy. I know he had a great career in Notre Dame, right?
What?
After what I just said, put him 12.
All right.
Yep.
Troy Murphy.
He was a lefty. Wasn't he a lefty, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah.
What, 6'10"?
Syracuse had a tough time guarding him. Well, everybody had a tough time guarding him, but yeah.
All right. Chris Mullen.
Ooh.
St. John's.
Boy, that's a top fiver. Let's he's a top fiver. Yeah, number 2.
Wow.
Yeah, Chris Mullen was great, man. College. He was
the original gym rat.
He's gotta be all top 5 Big East ever, man.
Yeah. Well, Ray Allen. UConn.
Go 10.
Ooh. All right.
Exactly. I got some moves I can make.
You got moves you can make. Yeah. You're going to use every bit of that. How about Donyell Marshall?
Ooh.
And it's funny. We're going to compare him to Ray Allen. Did Donyell Marshall have a better college career than Ray Allen?
He had a good one.
He had a very good one. But obviously Ray Allen was a better pro. But who was better at UConn?
Yeah, put Ray Allen, or put him right behind Ray Allen, number 11.
11? All right.
Yeah.
Donyell.
That UConn had so many great players.
All right. There's some odd names on this list. Patrick Ewing.
Oh. Throw him right up top there, number 1.
Patrick Ewing. Number 1, Big East. How about Kyle Lowry?
Throw him 15.
They got some odd ones. I forget that the Big East expanded later.
Expanded, and then, yeah.
I'm looking at some of these schools like, wait a minute.
They got the newer Big East in there is what they got with some of these guys.
This list might not be right because Michigan State's never been in the Big
East. No, they've never been in the Big East.
Right, so there's, this is a...
What name is that? Unless the guy transferred at some point.
No, Eric Snow. He didn't.
Eric Snow. He was strictly Big Ten.
So here we go.
That's what I'm thinking. Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry played... Villanova.
I remember going against him. That's right. Yeah, it was Villanova. It was Nova, yeah.
But they have Tatum at Duke. So we might have to cut this list to 15 because there's a bunch of names on here. That's what I get for using AI, man. See? All right, but we still got some good names. We still got some good... Yeah. DeJuan Blair from Pitt.
Oh, he was a
player
beast.
Of the year.
Put him 8 right now. Oh, he was a... Oh.
Wasn't he a monster? And that's a name people don't even think about.
No, he was... He hated going... respected his game tremendously, but hated going against him.
Listen, 6'6", 265 pounds.
He was so good.
And he was... He made the beat look like...
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
When they matched up.
He was so good.
He's player of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Charlie Villanueva.
Put him behind Troy Murphy at 13.
Charlie B. Poetry and Moten.
Oh, man, that was my guy. I know, led the all-time Big East leading scorer. Somebody just passed him, though. I forget who it was.
Yeah. It was a kid from, like, Xavier or
And I think that was in Big East play.
Marquette.
But if you add in all the games, I think Moten still has that. But put him 3 for now. Because I could drop him. I was almost going to put him 4. But, hey, he led the Big East in scoring for so many years.
Yeah. Allen Iverson.
Yeah, you go 4. There's probably my swap right there.
AI.
Every time I hear AI, I used to love AI, man.
Yeah. Malik Sealy.
Yeah, Malik the Freak. He was good. He was good, man.
And again, just college.
Put him 9.
9.
He had a great career at St. John's. R.I.P. Malik Sealy, right?
Yeah. Car accident. It wasn't a car
something
accident.
Like that. He died in a car accident. Something like that, I think it was, yeah.
Well, we're going back to the Q's.
Uh-oh, there we go.
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony, yeah. Put him right behind. Well, hold on.
Now. 1 year.
Hold on.
But national championship.
It was a championship now because it could be somebody else coming from the Q's that if you mention him, I'm putting him right ahead of him.
You don't know who's coming.
But that could be one of my swaps. Put him behind AI at 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Heck, he was tournament player of the year, too, that year.
Yeah.
Big year.
Raymond Berry.
I knew Raymond Berry was coming. That's why I couldn't put Malik at him and put Raymond 7th.
Raymond 7th.
From St. John's also.
St. John's, yeah.
Great career. Lefty, right? Great career.
Let's see. What else we got? Who else? Kemba Walker.
Kemba had a good career.
He did.
Put him 14 right now.
Kemba.
He won a championship with UConn, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good score. He could definitely score.
Yep. All right. Let's see where
we
are.
New York City kid, yeah.
See, he wasn't. Yeah, a lot of these are not. We might have to go top 15. A lot of these are not. Like, they have Florida. Florida's SEC.
Yeah, they never.
Udonis Haslam, no.
No.
Blah, blah, blah,
they were
blah,
never
blah,
in the
blah,
Big
blah,
East. Nah.
Josh Hart.
Well, if we're doing 15, is that the last
nah,
one?
Nah, we'll go. We'll go.
Go 16, Josh Hart. Yeah. I mean, he won a championship with Villanova.
Jalen Brunson.
The one right behind Hart.
Okay. Not gonna use this. This is an odd list, man. No. Will Allen. Do you know that name?
No. Who they got him playing?
St. John's.
Will Allen for St. John's. Oh, is that the... No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
All right, so let's scrap him. We don't want to do that. I want to put somebody in we don't know who it is. Will Allen, it's weird. They have Texas Tech.
I could have forgotten about him maybe, but...
I'm going to have to go off the top of the dome here now to fill these out. Let's go... I don't want to go too new.
I know my dad's screaming somebody, Danny.
I know.
You know who he's screaming for.
Of course, there's a million. Oh, Boston College?
I'm thinking Derek Coleman, but we're going to throw a BC guy on there for you.
Let's throw him on. You pick it.
Because you're from that neck of the woods. Dana Barrows.
See, Dana Barrows.
Were you thinking Dana Barrows?
Well, I was thinking Bill Curley.
Oh, Billy Curley was great for BC, too.
Because he got him to the Elite Eight, upset Indiana.
But
Dana Barrows, who had the better... Billy Curley had the better college career.
Oh, Dana Barrows could shoot.
Yeah, Dana Barrows was tough.
He had that one great year that Billy Curley. He was just another lefty too, right? Yeah. He was just unstoppable.
All right, let's put him out there. Let's go. Dana Barrows. Where's he going?
Well, you can throw Billy Curley on there if you want.
Nah, Dana Barrows it is.
Dana Barrows, 18.
How about? I'm trying to think of. We're winging it now. We got three to go. We'll go Derek Coleman. Got it. Yeah, I mean, hey. You got Sherm, you got Cycli, you got, I mean, there's...
Yeah, but I got to take the best of that group there, though, which is DC. Yep.
DC.
We're going to throw him at six right now.
Okay.
And let's go with your Billy Curley. Put him right behind Dana Barrows.
Okay, Curley. And I'm thinking Providence College. I want to get Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan had a heck of a career.
What's his name? God Sham God. He was a good college player for Providence. Phenomenal. There's your Providence guy right there.
I got to go against him when I was. Yeah. We're about the same age.
Well, see, here we go. How about that?
All right, so there's your list. Who are you moving?
We got to keep Ewing and Mullen 1-2.
1-2 is set.
I like that.
Ooh. You got AI, Moten, Carmelo, Coleman.
I got to put DC ahead of Moten, though.
So who's going three?
On that list, let's put DC three.
DC is three.
Because all those rebounds, you got it.
Okay.
Bring him to a championship.
Keep an AI at four?
Keep AI at four, absolutely.
Carmelo's at five or Moten?
You're going to think I'm crazy, Dan?
I don't.
I got to put, and I know Carmelo played the 1 year.
Yeah.
Got them the championship.
Moten held that record for a long time.
He did. I mean, he got the MOP in the tournament, Moten. But you know what? Walter Berry.
Okay.
Now, you remember watching Walter Berry.
Listen, remember my buddy on here a couple of long episodes ago?
Yeah.
His uncle.
Yeah.
Coach Berry. Yeah.
I remember, see, because Walter Berry played for, he didn't win a championship, no. But I think, was he on that team right that went to the Final Four with St. John's?
Yes. Right? Yeah. So, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Just because he was there 4 years, and I know Moten was too, but I got to put Barry behind AI.
All right. So five is Barry. I want to see who's going next. Is it Carmelo or Moten or somebody else? DC's gone.
Now we can go. Now we go Carmelo.
Mello. Moten go right after him. Are you gonna move DeJuan Blair up, Malik Sealy, Ray Allen?
We're gonna move Moten behind Melo because all the scoring that he did. Now we go Blair. Blair's jumping ahead of.
No, Blair's in his spot. He'll be at.
Yeah, keep Malik there.
Malik, Ray Allen, 10.
Yeah, that looks good.
Donnie, Troy, Charlie, Kemba, Lowry, Hart, Brunson, Dana Barrows, Billy Curley, Shamgod.
You could put. You
got one move left.
Oh, one move left. Let me see the list here. Let's see what we got. We got to move God Sham God up. We got to move. See, Sham God's got to go ahead of Hart and Brunson and Lowry.
So we'll move Sham God to 15 and move everybody down one.
Yeah.
What a list.
Yeah. The Big East.
The Big East.
Yeah, that was great.
Hey, that was show number 25, by the way. What numbers you got?
25. We got Barry Bonds, when he went to the Giants, wore 25 because his dad wore 25 for the Giants. So Bobby Bonds.
Senior, Bobby.
Bobby and Barry. What about Mark McGwire, right?
Oh.
For the A's and the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, A's and the Cardinals.
Yeah. I love watching Mark McGwire step up to bat. It was like, there's only 5 or 10 players in the history of your sporting fan life. It's somebody like, you know, Bonds too at the time.
Bonds two numbers. Last week we used them. This week we use them.
Yeah.
And I know this one. You remember Raheem Christmas?
I do.
Syracuse. Yeah. He wore 25. No way. See the correlation there? His last name.
Christmas, yeah.
And number 25.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Christmas is on December
25. Is that why? Is that legit? Why?
I believe so. That is legit. Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow, that's crazy.
25, Raheem Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do remember that name. Yeah, I don't remember much about his game, but I remember that name.
Big guy in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the local guy, Jason Giambi, wore 25 for Jason. Somewhere along the line, yeah. He's a local guy out here in Vegas, but yeah.
25 straight weeks when we survived. We have Capriati's in our belly, and we got a list of Big East guys. Yeah, I'm. You know what I'm glad about that list? That you appreciate DeJuan Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Oh, he couldn't stop him.
When I was writing that list, I got it off AI. What made me even think about making that list, and I was in a rush, was I saw a little clip of DeJuan Blair. And somebody's like, this dude right here, nobody remembers. He was a menace. Yeah. And I'm sitting here watching the clip, and I'm like, that's what I'll do. I'll do a list of random Big East names and have Mikey put them in order. But then I got here, I'm late, so I just went to AI. Give me a list of random Big East names. And it gives me Jason Tatum from Duke, it gives me Ty Lawson from North Carolina, and Eric Snow from Michigan State, and DeAndre Jordan from Texas A&M. Thanks, Gemini.
Well, we got it done.
But anyway, another show down next week. Who knows? I don't even know what I'm doing tonight. Never mind next week, but we'll make sure we get it done. And thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to know any more about books, just reach out to me. Yeah. And let's do it again next week.
Do it again, yes.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you guys.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.